And welcome into the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. This is part two of the sequence that we started in the previous podcast of Fred Dodson's story of changing countries because of restrictions that were intolerable for him during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're catching this podcast before the previous one, it would be best to listen to that one first, and then this one tells, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. All right, so we left the last episode where you had made it out of New Zealand to Europe. What happened next?
Next, we escaped Europe, because Europe has fallen. And I'm not exaggerating. It's fallen, okay? And people are, as long as people are comfortable, they don't see that it's fallen, really, because they have enough to eat, and they have a house. And they're fairly safe, you know, the government protects them. And they don't see how their freedoms are eroding step by step. I mean, there's so many doctors and pharmacists in Germany who've become criminal. Do you know that?
No.
By faking vaccine passports.
Oh, yeah, that's happening here now, too.
Yeah. So doctors who are suddenly criminals, pharmacists who are criminals who get arrested, it's happening on a daily basis. And what surprises me a little is that the media is not actually covering that. That's a bit surprising. So we hear about it from friends. This is like back in the day, back in communism, you always heard stuff. I've heard a lot of stories because I've worked with people who lived in communist dictatorships from Eastern Germany, in fact. And they always said they knew the news by what neighbors whispered amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they found things out.
How it traveled. Yeah.
So you could say that Germany's already lost because you don't no longer hear these things in the media. That means it's fallen, okay? It's fallen to the enemy. I gotta say that. I can't say it any differently. If you don't see these things in the news is controlled, right? So I know personally of two pharmacists that have been arrested. Anyway, that's not my problem. I've escaped the country. My problem now is that the same people who have taken over these countries are targeting the U.S. and Americans are, you know, they're blissfully unaware of that.
Why the delay? Why has it not? Why are we not seeing here what you experienced in New Zealand?
I think the U.S. is harder to take.
Because you have 50 instead of one.
Yeah,
you basically.
Yeah, it's harder to take. Also, the mentality here is very freedom loving, you know. But nonetheless, they're targeting the U.S. They want to make it. They want to make the whole world this way.
It'll just right? Take longer.
Yeah.
So you're completely convinced. Let's get this straight: that the things that you saw in New Zealand with the, what did you call them?
Compliance officers,
enforcing crazy stuff, and then what we've seen. I mean, I see it all the time on Twitter, especially is where I see it, of these militaristic police departments enforcing things on the general population that are just completely unwarranted. So you're seeing that kind of thing. Could that happen here?
That's what they want. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Because you can always change your destiny, Thomas, okay? You can always change. But that's what they're intending. You can see their intentions through what's happening in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. In Europe, you're not allowed to shop anymore without getting medically injected against your will for many people. That's Book of Revelation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is no longer just healthcare. This is way beyond that. So that's their intention. They're when Fauci is asked how long this is going to take, he has no answer. They don't intend for this to stop eventually. That's what I'm saying. They intend for this to be just the beginning.
I'm completely convinced of that. In fact, a doctor that I interviewed recently on a radio show that I produced for Dallas basically said that COVID will be with us for the rest of our life. That was the quote.
Yeah. It's not... You ask Fauci, when do we get our freedoms back? He has no answer. He said on public TV, he said, this is not a matter of freedom. It's a healthcare matter. Never mind freedom. Okay. You're not getting your freedoms back COVID is so-called COVID is here to stay. They think it's here to stay. Now, there are places in the world, I don't want to, because I'm not a doomsayer, there are places where the backlash was so severe that the government stopped COVID measures.
Mm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Severe backlash. A couple of African countries, Solomon Islands, where they burned down the parliament.
Wow.
And they stopped all COVID measures. And they said, okay, never mind. We're sorry. Sorry. No COVID measures. No masks. No lockdowns. Never mind. The Scandinavian countries, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they said, not with us. We do not want lockdowns. A massive, massive backlash against lockdowns. So Sweden didn't have any lockdowns. So the good news is, if people take responsibility for their reality, hello, you can regain your freedom. You can't regain your freedom by complying, by saying, okay, if I do this, I'll be free. And if I do this and this and this, then they will make me free. You're already enslaved if you say that. If you say, I need to do this in order to be free, then you're already enslaved. And you're going to become more enslaved by doing that. So that's why I don't comply. It's not that I don't take the vax because I'm afraid of a vax. I don't comply because I want to keep my freedom, my dignity. I don't want to be forced. I want to have a choice. It's not a choice to say, well, if you don't, you know, if you don't get the vax, you don't get a job. That's not a choice. So I believe that if people were given a choice and educated, many, many more people would be vaxxed. So they're kind of stupid too. The ruling elite are stupid, you know. That's why they create an idiocracy, and that's why they can be defeated. They could be defeated theoretically, Thomas. Not looking good at the moment, but they could be.
Yeah, not looking good at the moment. When you were in New Zealand, how did that change your emotional state, your consciousness state, as things continued to deteriorate?
I went down to anger. I was so upset at what I saw. People being abused and mistreated, people losing their jobs, people saying to naively, such a pure-hearted people in New Zealand, they're pure-hearted, they're so naive, helplessly naive, saying, well, if I get the, hey, Fred, if I get the vax, then there won't be lockdown for me. And, you know, and then they get the vax, and they're still in lockdown. Say, what happened to that? Well, I need a second vax, then there won't be lockdown for me. And they get the second one, and they're still in lockdown. And then they know what they're doing. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sad. Sad and angry. That's why I needed to get out, for the sake of my job, my career. My career was on the line, because if I stay in anger, I can't do this job.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just going to rant. Then I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And rant on the radio.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I needed to get out for my peace of mind. And if they come to America and take over America, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go further out. There's always...
Antarctica.
I don't know. That's what I thought. But meanwhile, I don't know. I don't know.
We could go run penguin tours down there. So what would you advise now, with what you've been through, the experience that is so recently fresh on your mind? Let's apply that to somebody not who's in a foreign country trying to escape tyranny, but they might be in a marriage trying to escape tyranny or abuse, or they might be in a job that now they have a new supervisor that things just aren't going well, and they find themselves in that energetic tailspin. What would you advise they do?
I've always taught this. I've always taught that it might be uncomfortable at first, but it's always long-term. It's always better and more successful and more healthy and more fun to exit abuse, to leave it, even if it's comfortable. Exit that. Don't settle for less. That's what I've been teaching. And if you stay in an abusive relationship, you settle for less. I was in an abusive country, and I didn't settle for it. I just don't, and I never will. And I'm so, because I'm lucky, because I've been teaching don't settle for it. And that's why when this happened, I quickly got up I let go of everything. I want to set an example for you. So I let go of my house, my friends, my connections, my properties. I let go of it all and just exited because it was abusive. I let go of a good life. I could have stayed, you know, and played the game the government wants me to play, and I still would have had a good life, but it would no longer be a life, an authentic life. I would have compromised a little part of my soul. And to be honest, we've compromised little parts of our soul in many other things, not only COVID. And this whole COVID thing has actually helped me to stop compromising in other areas as well. So I'm like, this whole COVID thing has made me more free than ever before. There's a lot of games I'm no longer playing because of COVID, because I saw what abuse is. I no longer work with certain companies because in little ways they've been abusive, you know, in lies. Telling lies is abusive, basically. Why do I need to work with these people? Why do I need to work with people who lie to me? So that's the beauty of it. That's also the beauty of this COVID, is that it's awakened a lot of people to what authenticity is. And even Thomas Miller here, who's sitting beside me, this mobile home he's purchased might be what he authentically is, just traveling around the world and being free. That might be what Thomas Miller is all about. So I've seen a lot of people become more authentic through this crisis, and maybe that's the whole purpose. Maybe it does have a positive purpose. Maybe the evil controllers up there thought, okay, let's really help these people by oppressing them so that they, by themselves, become free, ladies and gentlemen.
So much of your work is based on levels of energy, consciousness, and that can be individually, it also can be collectively. Is there a way that we can look at what's happened around the world and tie it to the consciousness of those places?
Oh, absolutely. I saw it coming, to be honest. You could see it coming. One of the reasons I left Germany back in the day was because it was already very constricted. It was already gloomy, very gloomy there, in many different little ways. So I just left the country because I was no longer free to be who I wanted to be there. So I went to New Zealand where I could be free. But even there, I could see a decline. You could see it coming. And I also see it here. Certain signs of the times, you know, certain elements of decline. So you're not being judgmental. You just see the energy going down. In New Zealand, for example, the poverty level, people don't know how poor they are. If they'd come to America for 1 week, they'd and return to New Zealand, they'd see how poor they've really become.
Mm.
You can't purchase much there, for example, which is weird, you know. They call themselves a free country and democratic and all, but you can't purchase much there, and the house prices are absolutely insane, double of what they cost here. I was so surprised what I could get for the money. I sold my house there. What I could get for the same money here was infinitely more luxurious. So you see the signs, you know, you see the apathy. I saw the apathy there. There's a lot of apathy there. It's number one in meth abuse, by the way, in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Number one in teenage suicide. You don't know that because
they
always advertise themselves as super advanced and awesome and best education system in the world. If that's true, why are they number one in teenage suicide and in meth abuse? So. Yeah, you see it before. You see it coming before. So what do I see coming here? Possibly the same thing, but a little later. So this being here gives me a couple more years.
What would turn it around?
Many, many, many more conscious, authentic, aware people. Of all religions, of all ethnicities. You know, you don't all need to be the same and have the same views, but you need to be conscious and kind. more teachings like I'm trying. I'm doing a reality creation seminar from the 4th to the 6th of March in Florida, and I should do many more. I used to be like, okay, I'm going to do one a year because I don't want to, but I should do much more. I should do a course every month, actually, to be honest, because I see how much more is needed. People need to have the feeling they're not dependent upon the system. They need to have the feeling they can create their own reality, as I have, as I still am, despite very difficult circumstances. So if you can keep a cool head, and I am Cool Head Fred, despite the difficulty, that's what you need. That's what you need to change the world. You need to know it comes internal. We have all these systems that focus our attention externally. Even religion, even New Age religions, all of it, you know, focus externally. So others fix it for you. A doctor, fix it for you. Government, fix it for you. Ascended master, fix it for you. Angels, fix it for you. All of this is external. And what we need is we need to take responsibility for our power, because our power has already been given. We already receive the power from above. We don't have to ask for the power, okay? Whoever up there, please give me power. You've been given the power. That's why you were born here, to experience your power. You have a divine spark within you. You have the power. So begging for the power is not going to get you the power. You have the power. You need to use the divine power you've been given, the talents you've been given. I mean, you have the power to manifest stuff.
You mentioned you and your wife put the pedal to the metal, if you will, on manifesting your way out of of these situations. What were some of the key things that, like the common things that you were doing to get out of New Zealand, get out of these various areas where you were stuck?
I actually posted the two main techniques that we used, the two main ones, recently. One was the reality creation technique, which you've narrated.
So you basically stated and then counterstated.
Yes.
Dealt with the counterstatements. Okay.
And the second I published 2 weeks ago, and it's called Command Your Manifestation. Something like that. Something with command. And that's just something you need to listen to. It's on my YouTube channel, to understand what it means. It's a technique, okay? And you need to listen to it to understand it. So these two techniques, and then there's three others. These five techniques are what we're doing in the reality creation course. It's just a set of five techniques that I've kept using throughout my life that work the best. So after 30 years of coaching, you know what works best, and you just keep using those. And goodness, did they ever work. I mean, we performed some serious miracles there in situations where you thought we couldn't get out of it.
Okay. How did you balance? Now, this is an important part of having these things fulfill, is not feeling like you had to. And you're sitting there in a country going, we have got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That kind of is counteractive, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why we had to repeat so much. Because normally you don't have to repeat so much. Just say it once and it manifests. But we had to repeat and repeat because we were stuck in being forced to, as you say, you know, and we had to get rid of that feeling, start enjoying ourselves. Imagine there's a car in front of you that goes too slow. You got to redefine that slow car as helping you. This car is helpful. The fact that this car is going slow is protecting you from having an accident, protecting you from getting a speeding ticket. So you got to release your resistance. It's the fact that everything's taking so long is protecting you. So it's important to manage your state, of course, as I have always taught, because I was angry a lot, upset by what I was seeing. I was reacting to what I was seeing. And you got to manage your state and find joy, you know. So I was in Munich and everybody's wearing masks and everybody's talking about vaccines, you know, the hotel receptions, can I see your vaccine? Or the waiter, can I see your vaccine? These people have no medical education whatsoever. You got to keep your joy. So we do things like we'd book, you know, these scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd book scooters and ride around the whole city and laugh a lot, you know. We'd shoot cool videos. We'd dine luxuriously in places that were subversive. That's the beauty. When tyranny comes, you know, that's the beauty. People get resourceful. So there was this Afghan restaurant, for example, totally luxurious, one of the best restaurants. I actually don't want to tell on him here, so I'm not going to tell you where they are.
Somewhere in the world.
Yeah, but they let us in without vaccine passports, you know, and he
Thank
just
you.
Yeah, he just winked at us. He said we don't have any, and he just winked at us and said, "Right this way, please." He was a subversive, you see.
He asked. Yeah. He did his job. He yeah. asked.
Yes,
crazy yeah. man. I couldn't understand what he was. I couldn't understand his accent.
And you had that back. Germany had that already back in World War II with the Nazis in the 30s. They had that, you know, you'd have subversives. They ask you, are you a Jew or not? You're a Jew? Oh, okay. Right this way. You can eat here anyway, but don't tell anyone. So, you know, it's not so long ago the Germans had the same thing. And you wonder, why do they have it now again? Even East Germany had it much longer. They had communism. Exactly same thing. Where you would tell on people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are some of the things that we're all grappling with now. These are the questions and the observations. And, you know, to bring it to the United States, I mean, you've got, as we said, you have 50 opportunities to define. And some of those 50 are living in fear. And some of those 50 are living in more bold freedom.
Yeah, you have problems here too. So I'm judging the Germans, but it's everybody in the world's got their issues, you know. Here in America, I told Thomas, there's too many pharmacies, and that's a problem. If you got that many pharmacies, that means much of the population is in apathy. And what happens when you're in apathy? Well, you're going to get tyranny sooner or later. And that's why I said to Thomas, if they keep going in apathy, they'll get tyranny. That's always the result throughout all of history. And you read that in Levels of Energy. Apathy leads to tyranny, attracts tyranny. Because if you're a tyrant, a psychopath, and you see all these apathetic people, what are you going to do? You're going to exploit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Use them.
So after you came to the United States, you chose Florida. What was it about Florida?
It's free. It's a free state. It's one of the few truly free states. I couldn't believe it when I first landed. I was traumatized. I landed here and I was clutching my mask everywhere I went till I realized you don't have to wear a mask. People do wear masks, but it's voluntary. Eventually, I no longer clutched it, and eventually I left the mask at home. And even though, you know, you go to Target and they have these announcements, we highly recommend you wear a mask. But I realized the politicians did something where they can only highly, highly recommend it over and over again, but they can't mandate it. And I'm like, oh, that's the way it should be. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, you know. This whole philosophy that me not doing something harms you is communist. It's really, it's an old storybook. If you don't wear a mask or take a vaccine, it harms me. So just your existence is harming me, but it's not true. It's never been true. It contradicts everything we know about reality. So that's why I'm in Florida. It's free. There are people here that don't want that. They demand lockdowns, you know, they demand masks. Fortunately, they're not in the majority yet.
Right. You mentioned that after you got settled finally in Florida, that you got your mojo back. You got your energy level back.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do there?
Nothing. All I had to do was be in an environment where I was left alone, left in peace. Okay. A respectful environment where I was left in peace. And that was enough to get all my energy back. I'm not harassed everywhere I go. I don't have to scan myself in. The police is not watching me all the time. The neighbors aren't ready to tell on me if I go for a walk. That's all that was needed, a respectful, kind, loving environment where I'm free to take a walk. It's as simple as taking a walk, Thomas. I don't ask. I said this to people. They're asking me, why are you leaving New Zealand? I said, I ask for nothing more than to play tennis. That's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much asked?
No.
No.
Nowhere.
No, it's not too much asked. So here, I can actually play tennis. What do you know? the madness of that statement, you know, it shows you how evil these people are. Seriously, Thomas. I mean, wow. All I want is to play tennis, and I'm seen as some kind of enemy of the state. So that's still all I want. Now I'm here, and all I want is to play tennis, do a few coachings here and there, which I'm doing again. I couldn't do it there anymore. Write a few books. Ride around in freedom.
Do some seminars.
Do some seminars. Go to a restaurant.
Live your life.
Yeah, live my life. So people have to ask themselves why, and they have to say no. They literally have to say no. They have to take off their masks, and if everybody takes them off, there's nothing they can do about that.
What do you see ahead for the work now that you, what you've been through, and you see freedom threatened, even here? What do you suppose will be your focus now?
Well, it shows me that I was right to choose reality creation as a topic for my life. It's a good choice, because more of that would be needed. Self-responsibility, freedom of choice. That's what reality creation is. So I need to keep doing that. But I also need to highlight the opposite of that, because people literally don't know it unless they're shown, you know. People do not know what others are going through in other countries because it's not shown on the media. The media does show negativity, but only when it suits them. When it doesn't suit them, it's just not shown, you know. So I need to highlight the opposite of freedom. I need to highlight freedom and its polarity. And that's what I've been doing in my articles in the last 2 years. This is freedom. This is not freedom. This is success. This is not success. Like in kindergarten, right?
It's almost like the work is needed now more than ever.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking about doing more than one seminar a year.
I've thought back to the, of course, you and I both were born in the United States. Think back to our roots of those brave men and women who forged the trail for us to have the free lifestyle that we've had. And to realize that they had to literally fight, but today that the fight is more on the level of consciousness, I think. This is all about, you said it earlier, if the whole consciousness of a state, a city, a community were changed, then the outcomes around that would change. It's almost like it has to.
Yep, that's true. It's a war of consciousness, a war of the mind, primarily. It's no longer with spears and all. And it works, you know. There's been, I'm sorry this stuff is not reported, but I post some of it. It works. If people get together and protest without anger, in a positive manner, with joy, with singing, with stating their goals clearly, it has an effect. It's already had an effect in this whole COVID thing. So government imposes certain things, and then there's positive backlash, and they retreat like scared little, what you call it?
Rats.
Exactly. Scared little rats. So it works, and I've seen it work, and it's fascinating to see the work of consciousness of people, individuals' consciousness, and the effect that it has. It's very beautiful, actually. You know, it works. Positive, high energy, high vibration, confidence, ease, relaxation, humor, love, they work. Enthusiasm works. Anger doesn't work, which is why I had to get out of there. Because now I see it from the outside, and the anger's gone. And it can have a better effect, you know. I was surrounded by so much fear and people telling on each other. It was incredible. It was hard to maintain high energy, you know. It's good training, actually.
See, this is one of the reasons I got the van, because we're pulled up next to a lake that is calm. I mean, it looks like you could walk right out there on the water. People have been coming and going, as you've heard in the background, and they've been doing their thing, and it's just peaceful. It's serene. And I can go chase this down anytime, anywhere. And that's why I did this, because I thought one of the biggest ways that I could keep my own energy up was to stay in beautiful places.
I got to say, and I told you earlier, this van idea is brilliant, because in these times, they're shifting so quickly. You don't know what's going to happen at any given location. It could go south very quickly, and you have your van, and you go to your true north anytime you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Can stay in this environment and connected to nature. And you were saying the virus is known, doesn't live outside. Sunlight kills it. So if I follow the sun well through the seasons, then I should be all right.
Yeah. But even if you get the virus, you'll be all right. A much bigger danger than the virus, Thomas, is the mental virus of fear.
Exactly. Yeah.
I traveled all these places with, we had no concern of any virus. Okay, that's not my concern. My concern is with human beings.
Didn't take you long after you got to Florida to put a seminar together. Tell us what you have coming up.
I'm going to take the 5 most used techniques, those that work the best in the last 30 years in my coachings. I've published 2 of them, which is the commanding manifestation that I published 2 weeks ago. We're going to practice that one, and I'm going to tell you more about it because it's brilliant. And the reality creation technique, which I've written about, done seminars about, and then 3 others that I keep using in my coachings that you don't know about yet, or not all of you know about yet. Some of my coachees know about them. We're going to take those 5 top best techniques, and we're going to spend 3 days only on those techniques. We're going to apply them to health. We're going to apply them to relationships. Going to apply them to money. Going to apply them to healing. You name it. We're going to apply them to your goals. So if you want to participate in this workshop, what you need to bring with you is goals and intentions and lots of optimism and the will to live your good and authentic and successful life, regardless of what's happening in the world. How selfish, huh? That's what they'll tell you. You're so selfish, having a good time. But that's what they've always told you. You see, they, long before COVID, you're so selfish, you're having fun while I'm suffering. Well, is my suffering going to help you stop suffering? You know, it's not, because me increasing my energy, I'm better able to help you. I mean, I heal people. I work with them. I heal them. We do healing sessions. I couldn't heal them if I were suffering. I have to be funny and in a fun mood. Otherwise, I couldn't heal them. While I'm suffering, you're having a good time. You better hope I'm having a good time so that I can heal you.
That's so true. Dates, times, and location.
4th to the 6th of March, Orlando, Florida. www.realitycreation.org.
You know, we've been talking around here lately that our very life is our teacher. And I believe that for Fred Dodson, what he has been through over these past 2 years and what he went through during the stories that you've heard here are going to pivot his work into a category that can only be described by you ain't seen nothing yet. I am so grateful to Fred for the relationship that we have had for nearly 9 years now, and if God allows, we'll continue into this next phase. Thank you so much for listening. If you're catching this in 2022, we hope we'll see you at the event in Orlando. For Fred Dodson, I'm Thomas Miller from Lord Jupiter. Enjoy the journey. The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate. The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.